Marshal Lordships, the Lord Mayor of Birmingham City, Mr. John, our Councillor John Lovett, and his wife. And it is customary that the representative of the City of Birmingham be asked to say a few words first.
Thank you very much indeed. First of all, I would like to thank you for inviting the Lady Mayoress and myself to come and join you in this glorious day, where you've come back to Birmingham, sir, and we're very delighted you've come back to Birmingham. I believe that Birmingham is the premier city of this country, and therefore it deserves to have your presence in our midst from time to time. And we are so grateful for your presence. We are a great cultural city and a diverse city, and it adds to our life here in Birmingham when people like yourself can grace us so with your presence. I would just like to say finally thank you for coming and thank you for inviting me here today.
As all most of the devotees know, as they make their pilgrimage every year, twice a year, three, four times a year to India, they have to go to the consulate and seek the proper visas. So it's nice that Mr. Sapra, the consulate general, the Indian consulate here in Birmingham, is gracing us with his presence. He's an old friend and we're happy that he's going to say a few words.
Justice and I see the Lord's presence in this divine gathering, I bow to all of you. Your Holiness, brothers and sisters, allow me first to say something little bit about the Hindu religion. Though you are all familiar with this religion, but still I will dare to speak a few words regarding the Hinduism. Though Hinduism name was not in our scripture, this was given by the foreigners. Persians gave this name, seeing the people living other side of the river Indus are Hindus. In our scriptures, it is called Sanatan Dharma or Achanna Dharma. Dharma, the translation for Dharma is not available in the Oxford Dictionary at all. Dharma is a way of life. It is not any religion or a sect. This is for the whole universe. So from the Sanatan Dharma, therefore, is no conflict with any religion at all. In our Vedas, in our scriptures, it says, Anubhadra Kripoyantu Vishvata. Let the noble thoughts come from all corners of the world. It's not a static religion. It's a dharma. Anywhere, anything we find good, we will accept it. And also, it's not so rigid that we will not accept any other religion. So as I said, dharma is a way of life in which anything good we could find, we will accept it and we will adopt it. Though our Vedas, scriptures, which were revealed from the Lord itself, you could say, is for the whole universe. If you start to read any of our scriptures, you will not find anything against any religion. Our latest text is over 5,000 years ago. Lord Krishna appeared on this earth. And one of his verses in that Bhagavad Gita, it says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhakti bhagavatam abhithana dharmasya tadatmanam sajamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chitushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sampamami yuge yuge. To rescue the righteous souls oppressed, to break the might of evil ones, to set at right the world stream flow, age after age I appear on this earth. Sometimes himself may appear, sometimes he may send his messenger, just like the Christian may say, the Lord, God's only Son, Christ, is appeared on this earth. So we have no conflict with anybody at all. Whoever preaching the gospel of Lord, I would say, whatever Lord's commandments are, we will accept it. And as we see unity in diversity, it's a unity in diversity in Hinduism as well. In one Sanskrit shloka it says, Vasudeva Kutumbaka, the whole world is one family. It's one family, it's his creation. It's Lord's creation. So we are all brothers and sisters, one to another. So it's a great pleasure and privilege to be amongst this divine gathering. With the presence of His Holiness, we will be charged again and try to follow the teaching of our scriptures, our holy scriptures. It doesn't matter which prophet or which saint has recited those words. All. None of the religion teaches us any hate. They all say love. Love is God. And that is the message is being spread by His Holiness. And we are grateful to His Holiness who has come to bless us again here. I will not take much of your time because we have got many distinguished speakers here. They will be giving their views there. I myself, being on the interfaith network, we have got all the religions. We speak to them, we meet, and we discuss our problems and so on. Besides that, Lord Mayor, I have responsibility something. There is, you might have, but you know definitely, there is an inner city religious council, which is chaired by the minister from the Deputy Prime Minister's office there. So I have honor to sit on that body where we discuss all our problems and our projects and so on there with all the ministers, we call them. And there, again, this is the message of love from our community. And on behalf of National Council for the Temple United Kingdom, I bring the greetings and good message to all of you. Thank you very much.
In interfaith circles, the terminology host community is often used, and I like this terminology for the Christian community. One, because there's the concept of the Eucharist for the host. And also, in a sense, we are guests in the Christian world. And it's very tolerant for us that we should appreciate. And we're very happy that Dr. Chris Buehler, who's a scholar and a representative of the Church of England, is here today to grace us and be here today. So Dr. Buehler is from the Church of England.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and to call me the host on this occasion I think is too strong a term, but in the name of the community that I represent here in Birmingham, I give you warm greetings and many welcomes for those who are visitors to this city. I bring you greetings not just in the name of the Bishop of Birmingham for whom I work, but also through him in the name of all the Christian communities here in this city. Has changed enormously in the last 40 or 50 years, and we are anticipating much greater change in the next 20 or 30 years. And so we are living in very exciting times in this city, as we are learning new ways to be one city, one community of humanity here, but with many different faiths represented, many different cultures, many different ways of being human. But ultimately, there is only one humanity, and therefore we have much to learn one from another. And so we rejoice in this diversity in our midst. We in England, and indeed in Europe, we need a great deal the wisdom of how to live with diversity and yet with one common humanity. Because our European history of dealing with religious diversity has not been good. You will know that through many centuries, the last 500 years especially, our history of dealing with difference, even within our own Christian community, has been far from an ideal, far from a model of one common humanity.
And so we need to learn, and we need to learn from the spiritual wisdom of other faith traditions. And so the message that I bring to you is that each one of us have a very important role to play in shaping the future of our city. Because a city like Birmingham is today, and like it will be in 20 or 30 years' time, has never before existed in Europe. We have never before had a city like this, and what it will be like depends a great deal on how much we can all work together as people of faith, as people with a vision, to create a society here which is fit and worthy for human beings to live, and something that we can leave to our children and our grandchildren. And so I welcome you all very much, and I pray that you will share with us your spiritual wisdom in order to help us to learn how better we can live in unity here and respecting our diversity. I thank you very much.
The next guest I'm going to introduce is one because they're closest to the microphone, so no one feel diminished, please. And two, they're very, very good friends of mine. This is a wonderful community known as the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association. And we have both their national representatives and their local representatives here. They have invited me to their program, and they have treated me like a king. And I'm very much impressed with their very strong faith and their very progressive understanding of the Quran, who by their association I actually read for the first time in my life. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Tahir Selby as the speaker representing. Also my dear friend Zed Ahmed is here, and Vizier. We know each other for a long time, but we'll ask you.
I haven't come to give any speeches or anything like this. I've come to learn. And I think it's very, very important that we do try to come to such meetings to find out about different people, different ways, different customs, and so on and so forth. As Jeff has told you, we were delighted that he was able to come to our meeting. And when he invited us, we were delighted to come here to meet you all. And it's a great pleasure for us to come and to meet you, and to learn from your ways and what you do. We have in our community one saying, which is love all, hatred for none. And I'm sure this is something which we can all strive for, because everyone wants peace. But the best way of achieving peace is to learn about each other. When we have these barriers, that creates hatred. So this sort of meeting where you've invited guests to come to meet you is a very good way of breaking down those barriers. And I appreciate that. I'm very pleased that you've given us this invitation to come. So thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum.
We also have Elder and Sister Hunter of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. They have a strong preaching spirit. All over the world, I've been in so many countries, I have always met a representative of their church, spreading the good word, and happy to see them here today, and he is also coming.
Thank you. We are honored to be invited as guests here tonight. We express from our presidency of the Western Europe area their regards, their best wishes. Unable to be here tonight, but they sent with us their regards. We appreciate the courtesies that we have received over the years from your people, and we wish you the very best as you celebrate your festival. We don't totally understand your culture and your methods of worship, But what we do understand is a universal language. And that universal language is love, peace, devotion, and respect. And we have that for you, and we feel that we're sitting at the feet of a great leader. Welcome to this area, and may the Lord bless you.
At the risk of committing the offense of omission, I'm introducing our last guest. And if there was anyone else I was supposed to introduce with me, please forgive my offenses now. But we have from the Interfaith Peace Workers of Birmingham, Susan Hurley, and she is always working towards this unity and diversity.
I work for is the Peace Promise Initiative, which is an international organization bringing money and understanding and recognition to peace workers throughout the world. At the moment, particularly focusing my work in Jerusalem with the Palestinian and the Israeli communities, but also including Christians and Druze there as well. I'm also the founder and chairperson of Women for Peace UK, and if anyone wants to talk to me about that afterwards. But really, it's my joy always to be where there are people from different faiths coming together, because I know this is where world peace starts, with us, in our hearts, today.
Can we speak something? My English is decent. Something. 5-10. 5-10.
In our scriptures, it's mentioned that even a moment's association with a pure devotee is worth millions and millions of lifetimes of experience in this material world. I've experienced this in the early part of my life when I first met His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Temple committee member.
For just a little bit of association, I understood what it would be to be in the presence of Jesus Christ or a Buddha or someone who's actually enlightened on a particular path. And now by the mercy of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we're taking being further guided by His great friend and very, very advanced devotee, His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. Your name, there should be some Raja?
First, he should speak. 5 minutes.
Your name is asking that Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj say. Do you want to come this way?
Here comes Maharaj. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Nitam De Tasma Shri Gurude Vanchaka Paturu Vischa Kripa Sanyubure Vischa Patita Pavaneva Vaishnaveya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare.
So first I'd like to offer my most respect unto the lotus feet of my dear Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotra Sotashishimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And also, I'd like to welcome and offer my respects unto Worshipful Lord Mayor and his wife. Also, the Mr. Sabra, I know him personally over the years, I forget his title.
Council General
of country of India, and also our good friend, the representative from the Church of England, and our friends here who we're just meeting now for the first time, O.P. Sharma, who I've known for about practically as long as I've been a Hare Krishna. I've known O.P. Sharma and his good wife, who always I'm ringing, trying to contact Mr. O.P. Sharma. And I also like to welcome our friends here from Latter-day Saints, and also my friend Mrs. Holidays, who I've also known for over a decade, I believe. And also I'd like to thank all devotees and friends for coming and giving me a chance to say something.
So
I feel very honored to speak in front of a distinguished assembly here. And I thank you for all coming to help us to start our festival. And it is very, very nice that especially the leader of Birmingham and also religious leaders of the Birmingham community are coming here to welcome Srila Gurudev, because Srila Gurudev is traveling all over the world as an ambassador coming from Goloka Vrindavan to bring the message of peace and love. And here in Birmingham, as has been said by many of the speakers, it is a very diverse community. People from different cultures, different races, different religions, all working together. But how this will actually have some real fruition is when there's real spiritual guidance. So it's very nice that the mayor, he himself, is coming here, because this is acknowledgement of the necessity for that spiritual guidance which is needed in all sectors of life, especially amongst those who are taking political responsibility. In the Vedic history, we see that the leaders, the rishis, the kings, rajas, they were called raja-rishis. They were kings, but at the same time, they were highly evolved transcendentalists. That they always took advice from the religious leaders. And in this way, they were able to rule over their kingdoms with their political expertise, but at the same time understanding that the real welfare for the people was their spiritual elevation. If we have a society of people that have so much diversity, economic development, good material facilities, but at the same time there's not that spiritual understanding, that spiritual basis which is there, then ultimately that society will crumble. It will not last. Because that which brings moral value in a very substantial way is coming from that spiritual substance. So my message is that leaders of community here, that we come together and we see how we can take from each other those spiritual principles which are universal to all, and understand that ultimately that we all have one source. There's one God. Whether you call it Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, my country, Nigeria, we say Chineke, Olorun, different names, but one God. And ultimately, the source of achieving that God is the process of love, the process of devotion. Different names and different religious paths, but bhakti. And this is universal. So wherever that fruit of love of God is there, regardless of what external traffic that it has, then we should take that. We should judge a tree by the fruits. Where practicing a particular religious process, we see that those people practicing, they're actually developing real qualities, real saintly qualities, saintly qualities of love of God. That also, along with these saintly qualities, then there's truthfulness, peacefulness, equanimity. These secondary qualities are coming. Then we should honor that, and we should see how we can learn from that and also progress. We should not be so much stuck on the external trappings, but we should deal with the essence. Mr. Opie Sharma said the word Dharma. That Dharma means that intrinsic quality which is there from the makeup of a substance. Just like the Dharma of water is liquidity, the Dharma of fire is heat. So the Dharma of the living entity, the living entity is not black, the living entity is not white, the living entity is not Hindu, the living entity is not Muslim, the living entity is not Christian, but the living entity is a minute part and parcel of that Supreme Personality of God, whether you call him Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, Yahweh, what have you. And the intrinsic nature is to love. And that loving propensity is manifest through service. So we can all learn together how we can love, how we can serve that one God. And by watching the root of the tree, meaning what serving God, then ultimately we'll be doing service to humanity. But if we do so much service to humanity, but we don't water the root of the tree, if we water the leaves, if we water the branches, if we even water the trunk, then the tree will not survive. We have to see how we can water the root. And this is Dharma. This is the Dharma of the living entity, to develop this love for God. So I'm very happy that we're all coming, especially Worshipful Mayor. And we hope that we can also give something to you that you'll be able to take and utilize in helping the people of this very nice city of Birmingham. Thank you very much.
चंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हंबल ओबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु ओम विष्णु पार्षिष्मय भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव स्वामी महाराज एंड माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पार्षिष्मय भक्ति विधान स्वामी महाराज. Perhaps you know that my English is broken. I can speak very well in Indian languages. But if you want to hear my broken English, then I will speak. But you should understand the meaning yourself. I'm very happy that you have all managed or representative of all community in from Birmingham, especially Mayor. He represents from top to bottom everyone. So I think that all are here from the Birmingham. also representative of India, of general.
Consulate
is here. So Indian all are here. Also, I am happy that the representative of Christianity of our Sanatan Dharmist, my brother Muslims, Sikhs, and all are here. I heard them and I become very happy. Universal or unity in diversity, I heard. I also appreciate my Om Prakash Ji, that nothing to tell me, he has told everything that I wanted to speak. Because he is a learned person, he knows, he has studied Indian scriptures. Especially I became happy that he quoted something from our Vedas, Upanishads, and he told that anywhere it is had not written Hindu word, even in Vedas, Sanatana, Arya, like this. So someone may think that we are sectarians, but never. We believe that we are in the family of one God. All humans, not only human. Someone think that all humans are, the family of God. But I think even grasses, plants, creepers, animals, fishes, all created by God, and all are children of the same one God. So why we should not have love and affection for all creepers, cows, animals, hogs, pigs, everything. Not only humans, but we see that so many good instructions in Vedas, in Quran Sahib, in Bible, but we don't disobey to some extent. We think that all the animals and birds and money to take money. There should be no love and affection. He told that God is love. Love is God. In Indian, Vedic culture, it has been everywhere it is like this. Sarve Sukhinam Bhavantu. He quoted that. All should be happy. What all? Not only humans, but even creepers, all animals, hawks, pigs, and fishes, all. Because I told you that all they are in family of same God. And as he told that there is no so many gods, supreme Lord. Only one, as he told, God, Allah, Khuda, Brahma, Bhagavan, and other 40,
Yahweh
and others. Same, but according to language and different
cultures.
Oh, he has been called. Allah means, what is the meaning of Allah? Oh, greatest. Brihat. Brihatva, Brihnatva. Who is the most? What? In him, all creation, all universe are there. In his every pore of
skin.
Oh, millions and millions of universe are there. In a moment he can destroy all universe, and in a moment he can create new millions of universe. So if we have love to same God, then why to quarrel? Same God, one God, but we are quarreling. We don't know what is love and affection. If there will be affection and love for one God, that we should have love to each other. That is why it has been told. Sarve sukhna bhavantu. All should be happy. But who is all? Also in Veda, it has been told. Veda means, don't you think that in Hindus and Iskripa? Veda means knowledge. What knowledge? Who are we? Who is super soul? What is our relation? What is mortal? It is a bag of urine, latrine and blood and all these things. This is not so. We are not these. We are part and parcel of the same Supreme Lord. Talk to what am all animals, creepers, or human demigods of. And he is Advitiyam Ekam Eva Advitiyam. What we see in this world? Oh, only his expansion. Expansion of his power. So, I think it will be better that we should know what is happiness. And we should try to follow really Vedas, Bible, Quran Sharif and other books. I think the teachings of all are like saying some difference of languages. So in Vedas it has been called Nalvam Subham Bhuma Evo Evo Bigijyasutabdham. Oh, worldly things, they cannot give us happiness. Supreme Lord is Ananda and Anandamaya too, both. He is himself happiness and he is like the container of all akhand happiness. Now, being the part and parcel of the same Supreme Lord, we have divided this earth. Oh, this is my country, this is my country. But sun is also one, air is one, everything is one. Then we should also be one. Unity in diversity. Certainly. So if Supreme Lord is Anandamaya, Ananda, he is happiness and container of happiness, abode of all happiness. Then, if we are the children of the same God, then we are also but same thing, part, that we are also like happiness, embodiment of all these things. What is the difference between Supreme Lord and we? That in his Vibhu, we are Anu, we are minute, and he is
very big,
unlimited, akhanda tattva. So we must be like him. But unfortunately, we have deviated from that Supreme Lord. Now we have forgotten that we, who are we? We think that all this physical body, material body is myself. And by that, something collected, money, position, gold, or other things, they can make me happy. But really this is wrong. Because our body is mortal. All collectively, all these scientists and doctors of the whole universe, they cannot stop our old days. You should always remind this. Remember that we'll have to be one day after 10 years, after 20 years, after 100 years, you will have to be old. All beauty and power will go away. You cannot walk without the help of any stick. And after some time you die. Getting everything, what you have collected in this world by this body, it will not save you. Only what will save? if you are really serving Supreme Lord, he is very attractive, he is very handsome, beautiful. I think in Bible it has been written, God created man after his own image. What is the meaning? God created man after his own image. If he has no image, then why in Bible it has been written? But his body is transcendental, not mortal. To some extent, what we think, but it is wrong. Also, God means G-O-D, G-generator of this world. O, operator of this world. And D, destructor of the whole world. He nourishes all. He supports all. If he cannot be, cannot have a form, transcendental form, if he is not merciful, if he is nirakar, nirgun, no mercy, then what is the use of worshipping that bogus God? He has power to make a fall. He is very merciful. He has created the whole world. Why? Because we were deficiated from him. His power, illusory maya, has kept us in prison of this body and in this. So we should always remember this. In India, in Vedas, in Upanishad, there is a very small upakhyan, like a history. Once, I will tell you. What?
History.
Upakhyan. That once there is a high class of sage that he told Rishi Muni, his name was Jagyabhaga, in the council of a very elevated Janak Maharaj. He was realized so. He knew, he used to know who am I, Jivatma and Super Soul. Once he was sitting with his two wives, Maitri and Katyayani. He told to his wife, my dear wives, now I'm too old. I have collected so much gold, position, cows, so good ashram, abode of living. Now I want to divide it in you. I am giving, distributing my whole wealth, property, everything in two. And I have given also children, so you should be happy. And let me permit that I should go to forest to meditate Supreme Lord. One Kantyani told, I am very happy that now you are giving your whole wealth to us, and children also you have given, and a wife's duty is to help his husband. So if you are going to meditate Supreme Lord, oh, very gladly you can go. But second wife, Maitri, told, I have a question. Give answer and then you can go happy. And she told, you want to give us gold, position, your all wealth, you have given us children. And you are telling that you should be happy with all these things and let me permit to go to forest. But my question is that, all these golds, wealth, children's, wife, and position that you have, they could not give you happiness of your life or they gave. If you are satisfied by that they can give me happiness, that as you are telling, then why you are going? But for, and then, oh, Jagyavalka Rishi, became very happy, embraced her wife, his wife, and told. Oh, certainly, gold, wealth, reputation, any position, are all nashwar.
Mortal.
Temporary. They cannot give us real happiness of our life. Only this reservoir of our happiness, Ananda, by serving his lotus feet, meditating, chanting in this world, and having full faith on him, anyone can be happy. Anywhere is not happiness. Only in the lotus feet of Supreme Lord there is happiness. If you are chanting, remembering, oh, he may bless you, that you should be happy. So in Quran also we see, Inna Allaha khalaqa man surathi. Surat means?
The form.
Forms. Same thing as Indian scriptures, it has Sate Usamya Vidam Agra Arsi. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Go Prajautusam. Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sana. Everywhere in Vedas, Upanishad, and Quran it has been written. That we are all children of happiness, that is Supreme Lord. So, in this world, we should try to realize all these things. And my request that we should not quarrel among all religious parties. That, as he told, that this is a way to be in this world to live. How we can live here? But our religion which is one without second, and that is love. We should love each other. How we can? If Supreme Lord has made cows, they give milk to all without any distinction, no caste and creed. So Vedas have told them, go Mata, mother cow. Anytime, I think in Bible or Quran Sharif, I know, as far I know, I've read, but translation. Oh, anywhere is not written that you should kill cows or any animal. But I think later on, Roman Catholics, they added something, they changed the meaning of the root, original text. So I think in Old Testament, it will be like that, I am telling. In also Quran, no one is kafir. Who is kafir? We should kill all kafirs. What is that? That all are kafirs, and only I am what religious person or son of
Allah.
No. According to their scriptures, they should follow all according to their religious. We should not have any objection for this. Then unity in diversity. If unity in diversity, but no God faithing, no faith in God, no love and affection for God, for all living entities, then what is the use of unity and diversity in nothing? So main thing I think that anyone can call the Supreme Lord in any language, different names, but he is one without second, and we should try to realize this fact and have love and affection for all humans, all trees, creepers, animals, and for all. In Indian Vedic culture, it has been written that if a field is plowed, don't
walk on that.
because seed has given, it will die. Don't give anyone any kind of
pain or
pain and suffering. So our mission is the same, because my respected mayors and others will now want to go. So I want to present them something, and you should give, and after that they should, if they want to hear, they should hear also. How to give? What should I do? I should go and give?
No, they can call.
Oh, they are respected person.
Tell to whom to what to give?
For the mayor, Bhagavad Gita.
Huh? For mayor?
For mayor, Bhagavad Gita.
To Sarav.
My respected guest.
Thank you very much indeed. 1, 1, 2, 1, 2. Parampuja Gurudev and Holy Brothers and Sisters, Hare Krishna to everybody.